4. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord."
Yeah.
I'm still on the same page I was the last time I was up here.
Yeah.
Having trouble getting off of it. There's one God. That's Old Testament, Brother Rick. Okay, Mark 12:29. And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord."
Yeah.
Well, you're still on Israel, Brother Rick. Okay. 1 John 5:7.
Yeah.
"For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one."
Yeah.
There's one God.
Yeah.
Now, I had in mind young people, graduates in particular, all the time. I was working on this lesson. It's not a sermon, it's a lesson. And if I could explain the Trinity, that'd be wonderful. But I can't. He's bigger than me. I don't understand it. He's past understanding. I can give you a couple of wore-out illustrations. Water, ice, and steam. Solid, liquid, gas. H2O. That's all H2O there is. Three form. One God. One God. One H2O. One God.
Yeah.
Sunshine. Blind man can walk outside and say, "Boy, the sun's out today." Feel it. I can look out the window and I can see the grass and say, trees, and say, "Boy, it's daylight. The sun's shining." Or I can keep that solar fence charged up, walk out there and touch it and say, "Boy, the sun's been shining. Charge that thing up."
Yeah.
One God. One God. And then Isaiah 43:10. It's in three parts. It's like a sandwich. The first part, God's part, it says, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I've chosen."
Yeah.
And then the part I love, it's really just wearing me out. It's wearing me out. It says, "That ye may know and believe me and understand that I am He."
Yeah.
That's our part, but it's so simple. So simple. And then God's part is, "Before me there's no God form, neither shall there be after me."
Right.
Would you humor me and let's work on that middle part a little bit. Let's say together, "That ye may know and believe me and understand that I am He." Together. "That ye may know and believe me and understand that I am He." How about this side over here? "That ye may know and believe me and understand that I am He." Okay, how about everybody? "That ye may know and believe me and understand that I am He." Over here, it's really simple, this side. "That ye may know and believe me and understand that I am He." One more time, everybody.
"That ye may know and believe me and understand that I am He."
That's great. That's great. Plus tonight, we might just work on the know part. To know Him. Maybe we can learn some facts about Him. Now, I've got a cousin in Indiana, and I give you a bunch of facts about Him. You really wouldn't know Him yet. You still need Him as your Savior. You still need Him in your heart. You still need to feel Him. But maybe we can learn something about Him tonight. I hope we can. Dear Heavenly Father, please help us here. God, I'm so unworthy, so weak. God, You're so great.
Yeah.
You're so strong. And mighty, Lord, I ask You to help us now. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Some of these graduates might end up in college here this fall. You may even end up with a infidel professor, like I heard about. He was going to intimidate all the students the first day. He said, "Anybody in here believe that the Bible's the Word of God?" And even the ones that did believe it didn't raise their hand. Except one young man, he raised his hand. He said, "I believe it's the Word of God." He said, "How can you believe it's the Word of God?" He said, "I've read it. It's full of contradictions. Can't even understand it." He said, "Well, Professor," he said, "the Bible was written by God to His friends. And if you can't understand it, it might be because you've been reading somebody else's mail."
Yeah.
Then I heard about the lady lawyer The lady that went to the lawyer said, my husband's suing me for divorce. The lawyer says, does he have any grounds? She said, well, he got about 20 acres. He said, no. Does he have a grudge? She said, I think it's a carport. He said, no. Does he beat you up? She said, no, I get up first every day. He said, lady, what's your problem? She said, well, he says we don't communicate. That'll happen sometimes. Okay, the number one, we're going fun facts to know and tell about God. Number one, after this, you can go to sleep if you want to. It's the most important. Number one, God's holy.
Yeah.
He's holy. Brother Doug said, my very existence insults him.
Yeah.
That's what Doug said. He's holy. He's so holy, he's separate from his creation.
Yeah.
Only one way you can get to him is get God in your heart.
Right.
Get God in your heart, and you can get redeemed back. We can get back what Adam lost. See, our God is holy. He doesn't hire terrorists to fly into the Twin Towers and murder 2,000 or 3,000 innocent people and tear up a bunch of stuff. He doesn't do that. He's holy. Our God is so holy, He doesn't kill the unborn. He doesn't kill the born.
Right.
Our God's against murder. He doesn't do that. He's holy.
Yeah.
He's holy. You can write it down. He's holy. He doesn't murder Jews.
That's right.
He doesn't murder the feeble and unproductive. He doesn't euthanize them. Our God's holy. If you don't get nothing else, write that down. Our God's holy.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any other. I know. Hey, there ain't nobody like Him.
Right.
Let's go ahead and tell you. 1 Peter 1:15. But as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Yes,
that's King James. Tonight will be in King James mostly. Number two, God is right.
Yes.
Right. He's right in His ways. He's right in His works. He's right in His words.
Yes.
He's right in everything. Right is the root word of righteous, and I didn't get you a verse on this. You'll thank me later. We've got plenty of verses. But righteousness is in here about 200 times, and righteousness another 200 times. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you He's right.
Amen.
He's right. I'm wrong. Rick's wrong. God's right. He's right in His works. He's right in His ways. He's right in His words.
Right. Amen.
God's right. We're talking about fun facts to know and tell about God. He's self-existent. He's self-existent. He does not depend upon any outside source. He doesn't need APCO. He doesn't need the water company. He doesn't need the Baptist. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need anybody. He's not relying on anybody else. He'll take care of Himself. He said, I am that I am in Exodus. All capital letters, that's His name. The great I am, that's His name. That's not always self-sufficient. He doesn't need anything. He's not lonely. He's not cold. He's not hungry. He doesn't need anything.
Right.
Actually, what He does is take care of our needs.
Right.
He doesn't need anything, so He spends His time taking care of me.
Because
I'm too dumb to do it. And I'm not able to do it.
Yes.
I'm not capable of doing it. He does.
Yes.
That's what He does. Let's look at that. How about Psalm 50, verse 10? For every beast of the forest is mine. He's got all those white-tailed deer, the elk, the trout fish. It's all His. It's all His. He doesn't need me to go out. And the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I'd not tell you. If He did tell me He was hungry, what would I fix for Him? Fried tater? Is that what I'm going to do? He doesn't need me. He's self-sufficient. He said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof.
Yeah.
self-sufficient. Fun facts to know and tell about God. Hey, He's eternal. Now, you had a beginning. You might not have an ending. You're going to live forever somewhere. But God had no beginning nor ending. Psalm 90, verse 2, it says, before the mountains. Before the mountains were brought forth. He was setting the stage ahead and said, okay, go ahead and bring the mountains in now.
Yeah.
Before the mountains were brought forth. Way back before that, God was here. You go back that way as far as you can go past the Garden of Eden, and He's there. Yeah. Go back to the beginning, and He's there. And He can go that far forward and farther. When you go as far as you can go, He can go that much farther. He's eternal. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
Yes.
Talking about fun facts to know and tell about our God. There ain't nobody like Him. There's just one.
Yes. Amen.
There's just one. Then God's infinite.
Amen.
It's a good math term. This pulpit's finite. Yes. You can define it. It runs from here to here. Here to here and here to the floor. But God, you can't limit Him. There's no limit. There's no end to it. We saw it the last time I was up here. He's so high, you can't get over Him. He's so wide, you can't get around Him. He goes so deep, you can't get under Him. He's so long, you can't get in front of or behind Him.
Amen.
He's infinite. He's infinite. No limits, no ending, measureless. He's infinite in His love. He's infinite in His grace. He's infinite in His power. He's infinite in His intellect, in His IQ. Imagine what God's IQ is. It's similar. If you want to find a third of something, you divide 3 into 1.0, and it goes 0.333333333 till you get tired of saying threes. And you can draw a line over top of it, and that means it goes forever. God goes forever. Come tonight to tell you, He goes forever.
Yes, amen.
There's no end to Him. He's infinite. It's also like pi, 3.1469270. There's no end to it. You can't measure Him. You can't limit Him. God's omnipresent. He's, that means all present. See, all of Him's everywhere at the same time, all the time.
Yeah.
Did you write that down? See, the other day the Lord let me go up to Kaiser, and all of Him was there all at the same time. And Kim was here in Somersville, and all of God was here at the same time.
Yeah.
And Sam was over at Beckley, and all of God was over there at the same time. And Emma was down at Tennessee, and all of God was down there at the same time. And David made it out there to Montana, and all of God was out there at the same time, all the time.
Yeah.
All of Him's everywhere at the same time, all the time.
Yeah, amen.
You know, it's some proof, it looks like, the way it's looking at you. How about the Proverbs 15:3? The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. He's not just that. He's omnipotent. He's got all power. He's got all the power there is over nature. He wants to start up one of them little tornadoes, He will. If He wants to stop it, He will. He's got all power over man. Congress can't vote nothing that He can't overturn.
Right.
The Baptist can't. Nobody can. He's got all power over angels, including Satan, a fallen angel.
Yeah.
He already fell. He's got all power over death.
Yeah.
One day real soon He's going to empty out those graveyards. And we're going up.
Yeah.
Matthew 28:18, and Jesus came and spake to them saying, all power is given unto Me in heaven and in earth.
Yeah.
That's not all. We're talking about fun facts to know and tell about God. He's omniscient. He's got all knowledge. He knows that without learning, He cannot learn. There's nothing He doesn't already know. Now, I know some that think that. I'm pretty close to it myself. I can't learn hardly anything, just to tell you the truth. I have a lot of trouble with it. It's for a different reason. But He already knows. See, it's not just that geometry book, but He wrote geometry. He didn't just write the book. He wrote geometry. Man's trying to figure it out. They didn't get everything in the book.
Right.
He wrote God wrote trigonometry. He didn't write the trigonometry book. Man didn't get it all in there. They're still trying to figure it out. You see, God wrote biology. He didn't write the book. Man wrote the book and they missed part of it.
Yeah.
God knows He made biology.
Yeah.
He knows all things. He sees all things. He knows all men.
Yeah.
And He knows all of my thoughts.
Yeah,
He knows all your words.
Yeah.
He knows all my deeds.
Yeah.
Here's the good part. He knows all your sorrows.
Yeah.
He knows all your needs.
Yeah.
He knows all your devotions.
Yeah.
If you sit on the front row, He knows. He knows all my frailties.
Yes, He does.
He knows my foolishness.
Yeah.
Past, present, and future. He knows. He knows it. He knows it all. He knows what might have been. Or what could have been. What if I'd have got saved when I was 5? What if I just got saved when I was Titus's age? Instead of dumbing around till I was 21. He knows what could have been.
Yes.
He knows what might have been.
Yes.
First Timothy 1:17. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God.
Right.
Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Yes,
now, about half of you know there's a little jingle goes with that. I'll try to teach it to you here. It goes something like this. Now, unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. No, amen's not King James. In the King James, it says, amen.
Amen.
How many believe they can do it?
Amen.
I didn't think so. I'm going to need some help. I knew they couldn't get it. Now, Sister Becky and Brother Clark will teach it to you. Here we go. Now, just pretend like you're in the fifth grade or something. Loosen up a little bit. We're learning just fun. This is just fun facts to know and tell.
Yeah.
About God.
Yeah.
Not about bingo. It's about God.
Yeah.
They don't act like they're real. I don't believe they're real. Again, let's do it again.
Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
So, can you do that?
Very good.
Hey, let's do a little bit of fun. We're going to do it in rounds, so. Y'all sing with me and y'all sing with Clark, all right? So we'll start and then y'all start with Clark. Then.
Now, the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, the honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The honor and glory forever and ever.
Hallelujah. That's wonderful. They did get it.
Amen.
Amen. Thank y'all. Fun facts to know and tell about God. The next one is He's immutable. Well, that's a big word. Anyone know? Oh, how about unchangeable? And in this lesson, more and more, I'm so glad He's immutable and unchangeable. Let me read you the verse why. Malachi 3:6. Excuse me. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. That's a double negative. Let me leave them out. And it means the same thing. Check this out. I am the Lord. I am the Lord, I change. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are consumed. If He ever changes, will go get consumed up. He'll go get tired of fooling with Brother Rick. I better thank the good Lord every day that He's immutable and He does not change. I better be glad He doesn't change that on me. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Next, God is free. Fun facts to know and tell about God. Unlimited by any outside force. Psalm 115, verse 3. But our God is in heaven. He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased. Sovereign, Brother Steve. He's sovereign. He does whatever. Well, that's the next one. God's sovereign. He's in control. Now, I love messing around with these kids. Sometimes an adult will fall for it. But I'll be leaving these youngins and I'll say, look, I got to go. You're in charge. And some say, what? Some pick up on it fast and don't worry. No problem. I got it. But let me just go ahead and tell you, He's in charge.
Yes,
Brother Philip will tell me that on a regular basis. God is in charge. Brother Rick's not. Nobody else is. God is. Psalm 135, verse 6. He's sovereign. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did He in heaven and in earth and in the seas and all the deep places.
Yeah.
13, God is incomprehensible. You can't comprehend it. Why are we having this lesson then? Well, we're just going to get a spoonful. We'll get a spoonful. Get Him in your heart. You open up that book, you might get more. But He cannot be understood. I can't explain Him. Wouldn't even try. Romans 11:33. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor? You know, when the Lord got ready to make giraffes, He didn't call me. He didn't say you want their neck house to reach up. Nah. You know, when He got ready to make water run downhill, He didn't call me and ask me about that. I don't know why. When He put the sun in the middle and everything else revolving around, He didn't even bother to call me. Ask me nothing. He's inscrutable. I can't even say it. It's inscrutable. Unquestionably right. See, a while ago He was right and righteous. Now He's unquestionably right. Genesis 18:25. That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Shall not the judge, that's a capital J judge, of all the earth do right? You want to guess? Yeah, He's going to do right. Inscrutable. Unquestionably right. He's going to do what's right. This is a fun fact to know and tell about God. He's unquestionably right. That's not always true. He always tells the truth. Matter of fact, He is the truth. He's the truth. Romans 3:4, God forbid. Yea, let God be true and every man a liar. 16, God is faithful. He always keeps His promise. Now, I've used this many times. I might say, Brother Gene and I run around and do stuff. Say, Brother Gene, let's meet over at Exxon 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, I may or may not be there. I might have a flat. I might run out of gas. Or I may just sleep in. I might just out and out lie to it. I just might not make it. I don't know. But not God. Not God. He's faithful.
Yeah.
He always keeps His promise. See, we'll say, they're faithful, on Sunday morning. And that's good. That's good. And who knows, you might get your 28-year Sunday school pin. But then not only that, the Lord knows why I came for 28 years.
Yeah.
I believe we was talking about that this morning. God always keeps His promises, period. There's a great old big period right there. God always keeps His promises. That might be more important than number one. I'm not sure. He does it to sustain and care for His creation. See, the sparrows, they need food tomorrow. And He's going to take care of it. But that's all you and I do too. And He's going to take care of it. It's not true, He's always took care of me up till now. No, He's going to always take care of you.
Amen.
He's faithful. He's going to always take care of me. He's faithful. He cannot be unfaithful. He's faithful to provide and protect for His children. So guess what? I need to be faithful.
Yes.
If He's faithful, y'all just pray for me. I'll be more like Jesus. Well, I guess what? Brother Rick needs to be more faithful.
Yes.
God's faithful to keep His promise to His friends.
Yes.
Kept His promise to Adam.
Yes.
Kept His promises to Abraham. He kept His promises to Moses.
Yes.
Kept His promises to David. Kept His promises to Joshua. Guess what? He's kept His promises to me.
Yes. Yes.
Everything He said in here, He's done for me.
Yes. Yes.
That's not all. He's faithful to keep His promises to His enemies.
Yes.
We've been learning about that in Sunday school. He kept His promises to Ahab.
Mm-hmm.
He kept His promise to Jezebel.
Yeah, he did.
He kept His... He's going to finish keeping His promises to Lucifer.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He'll keep His promises during temptation.
Yes.
Yeah.
During the storm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During chastening.
Yes.
Yeah. At the woodshed.
Yeah.
During forgiveness. During prayer.
Yes, sir.
About prayer, about protection.
Mm-hmm.
He'll keep His promise. See, some have problems with that eternal security thing, and they get it all crossed up because they're dependent on the sheep.
Yeah.
But all sheep stray.
Yes. Yes.
The promises are on the shepherd.
Right.
It's not a regular old shepherd. It's a good shepherd.
Yeah,
He's a great shepherd. And He's the chief shepherd.
Yeah.
And the promises to keep are on Him. He's the one that does the keeping.
Yeah.
It's not on us poor, lost, feeble, wicked sheep that stray by nature. That's not where it's at.
Right.
Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God. I think I'll just go ahead and underline that right there. The faithful God. That's different than those other little G gods, isn't it? The faithful God. Isn't that something? Which keepeth covenant and mercy. Keepeth. Don't miss the keepeth. Keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. Anybody in here like that?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. Fun fact to know and tell about God. God is light. He's, you know, when Dennis the Menace gets the ideas, a light bulb comes on up on top of his head. That means he understood. Math teacher's explaining the problem. You say, oh, I see. The light bulb come on and you understood. God is light. He has understanding. It's all right here. 1 John 1:5. This then is the message we've heard of Him and declare unto you that God is light and Him is no darkness at all. Need a little help? Just ask Him. He'll show you. He'd love to show you. That's what He does. How about this one? Get ready. Somebody might want to say amen right here. Front row, you get ready. Number 18, God is good.
Yeah,
I knew it. I knew it. Okay, God's good. That's His nature. He can't help it.
Yeah.
He's got to be good. That's what He does. That's who He is. Psalm 145:9. The Lord is good to all. If you didn't say amen, He's still good to you.
That's right.
He's good to me. He's good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. Romans 2:4. For despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Hey, you know what else? He's merciful. This Jerry Rush is here. He said His mercies are new every morning. I think that's, I think that might be Habakkuk. I'm not sure. Merciful, withholding that which I deserve. See, I ought to be in hell right now. Let's just pretend like we're in school. You know, I would be voted the least likely to be standing in front of you right now. Do you understand that? Do you know that? I am the least likely one to be standing up here and be saved and telling you how good God is. I'm the least likely. But He withheld what I deserve, which is hell. I'm not going to hell.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Lamentations 3:22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because His compassions fail not, and He don't change. He don't change. Never crossed His mind to change. God's gracious. That's giving me what I don't deserve. Guess what? I get to go to heaven. Guess what? I had French fries for lunch, and a fat boy ice cream sandwich, and then a cup of coffee. I didn't deserve that. I didn't deserve any of it. He gives me what I do not deserve. Unmerited favor. How big was that favor anyway? He did me a favor when my soul He chose to save, is what the song says. Now, how big was that favor? I'll just go ahead and tell you, I've been trying to measure it for 40-some years now. He's big. He's big. Fun facts to know and tell about God. His unmerited favor. His free gift. See, everything's grace. Gas money's grace. Grocery money's grace. Rent money's grace. The shoes I got on my feet's grace. The fact I walked in here is grace. The fact the building didn't fall on me is grace. It's saving grace and living grace. Suffering grace, if you will. Giving grace and dying grace. See, lost people benefit from His grace. How did I get to be 20 years old?
Right.
Saved people benefit from His grace. Just because you're saved, it didn't end with salvation. 1 Corinthians 15:10, but by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Yes.
I couldn't even give a book report. I know how I made it. Do y'all know that song?
Yeah.
I made it by God's amazing. It's amazing grace that I got in.
Amen.
It's undeserving favoritism, and I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, it's a big favor.
Yes, sir.
It's a big favor. I didn't do anything for it. It's a free gift, all of it. God is love.
Yeah.
It's just a fun fact to know and tell. It's unconditional. See, if Kim's good, I love her. If she's not, I don't. God is love. It's unconditional. Unselfish concern for others. The act of one person seeking the highest good for another. Little John 4:7. Beloved, let's love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. That's in the King James there. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the faithful Bible that tells the truth told me so. He loves Israel. He loves the world. John 3:16. He loves sinners. He loves the church. He loves spiritual Christians. He loves carnal Christians. He loves His Son. And He loves a cheerful giver. So I should love Him and others and obey Him. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for who You are, what You've done, what You're going to do. We love You, Lord, because You first loved us.
Yes, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.